Our Heavenly Father, we love you. We exalt you. We bless your holy name. And Lord, I thank you for everyone who is involved in helping with this live stream, everyone who is involved with the setting of everything. And thank you, Lord, so much for their lives. And I thank you, Lord, that we have the means to be able to broadcast a message for the people. Thank you, Lord, for technology. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that all the words that come out this evening will be for the honor and glory of your name and your name alone. I thank you, Lord, for bringing us through these hard times, these uncertain times. And I thank you, Lord, that you will be there with us every step of the way. We bless your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So I have just a few words this evening. I don't have a big, drawn-out sermon, per se. I just have a few words of encouragement. If in case you need a word of encouragement right now in these times where we just don't know how things are going to be. And one very important thing for us to know is that encouragement comes from remembering how God led us from the past. When we remember what the Lord has done for us, when we remember how great He has been to us, that gives us a boost and that gives us encouragement. Oftentimes I have said in the past how from time to time, sometimes I drive by a bus stop and I remember during a certain period of time when I didn't have an automobile. It was actually for a couple of years I went without transportation. And from time to time, every single time I drive by a bus stop, I get so happy and so encouraged that the Lord has blessed me with a vehicle. Not only has He blessed me with a car, He's also blessed me with a pickup truck and a motorcycle. Praise God. And when I stop and I think about these things, it just encourages me. And this is also something that I would encourage for you to do. When you stop and you think and ponder what the Lord has done for you up until this moment, this should be encouragement for you. And I have a verse to give you right now to back that up. And I'm going to be reading from Joshua chapter 24, verses 16 and 17. Joshua 24, 16 and 17 says this. So the people answered and said, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is He who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage and did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way that we went and among all the people through whom we passed." These are people who say, no way we're going to ever forget what the Lord has done for us. We remember where He brought us from the house of bondage, from misery, from a past that had no hope, from chains and shackles, from abuse, from lack. They remember their God, and they were encouraged by it. And I would encourage you this evening to remember what the Lord has done for you thus far. Praise God. And I also want to say that we should be an encouragement for one another, every single one of us. After all, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We are brothers and sisters in the Lord. We should build each other up by finding something that we could appreciate in the Lord. I would like to bring your attention right now to 1 Thessalonians 5:11. And 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says this, "Therefore, comfort each other." And here's the kicker. "And edify one another, just as you also are doing." This is a verse that from time to time it gets brought up in a sermon, in a message. And for the most part, things usually go okay. Meaning, we get up in the morning, we have breakfast, we go to work, we do our duties, come back home, everything is fine. Go back to sleep, do it all over again. But now, things are different. Much different. A lot of people have been laid off, have been furloughed. Some folks are forced to work from home, if they're able to work from home. Currently, right now, we're not allowed to congregate more than 10 people in one setting. Doesn't matter what you're doing. No more than 10 people, and you have to remain at least 6 feet apart from each other. There's so many life changes that are going on right now. And here, in 1 Thessalonians 5, it clearly says, edify one another. More than ever right now, a brother or a sister needs to be edified by you. More than ever. This is where you could be used by God. A simple phone call to someone, or even an email, a text message, could potentially go a long way for someone who needs to be encouraged right now. A prayer over the phone, what have you. This can go a long way. And the Lord can use you to encourage somebody. He can. And He will. He will bring it to your mind. He will bring it to your thought. You could wake up in the middle of the night thinking about that one sister or that one brother. All of a sudden, out of the blue, you started thinking about them. That's your call for you to pray and intercede for that person. The Lord has placed it in your heart for you to be a minister to that individual or a group of people. By all means, let's oblige to the call of the Lord. And also, for those who potentially might be new believers, who might need encouragement, they also need our help. They need our counseling. They need someone to be there for them. I want to bring your attention to now Acts 14, 21 and 22. And the scripture says, and when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith and saying, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. It was once upon a time when it wasn't easy being a Christian. And as a matter of fact, I'll say that there are certain parts of the world right now that is not easy being a Christian. And here, the Bible clearly says that the new believers, they had their souls strengthened by the disciples, which we are followers of Christ. We work for the Lord. We trust and believe in Him. We love Him, and it is our due diligence to be there for one another. Both someone that has been in the ministry for a long time, in the faith for a long time, and someone who's just a brand new convert, whom I not know. Whom I not know everything that you know that your God can do. Let us be an encouragement for them also. And also, can I say that even the church leaders also need encouragement also? You know, every single one of us, we're all humans. You know, we all go through the same trials and tribulations. We are all in this together. And leaders also do need encouragement. And it's mentioned in the Bible in 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 and 13. It says, and we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. God offers God offers encouragement for every single one of us. The Lord is there every step of the way, and we, His workers, are there also every single step of the way. And we also need encouragement, just like your fellow brothers and sisters needs encouragement. And I will say this, God promises encouragement when you and I need it the most. You know, we can always go to the Lord with any given thing, and the Lord has promised that He will be there for us. This is my trust, and I would hope that that would be your trust also. Can I please have Psalms 138, verse 3? And it says, "In the day when I cry out, You answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul." The Lord just made a promise here that He will answer you every single time you cry out to the Lord. Every single time. He hasn't left us. He hasn't forsaken us. As bad as things might look out there, as gruesome as it might be, even weird, being home all of the time, being around the kids, or just uncertainty, doubt, fear, the Bible says that when we cry out to Him, He will answer us and strengthen us every step of the way. And finally, for your encouragement, please remember that God isn't finished with any of us yet. None of us. So therefore, He will not forsake you. Can I please have Philippians 1:6? "Being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." So, my fellow brother and sister in Christ, my hope here this evening for all of you who are watching right now is for you to be encouraged this evening, that the Lord has not forsaken us. The Lord has not left us. He is good for the money. And as time goes on, we hear so many things in social media. We hear so many things on the news, most of them being negative, if not all of them being 100% negative. These things could potentially discourage us, bring our faith down, make us question, make us worry and panic. By all means, please don't be discouraged. Please don't panic. The Lord has it all under control. Now, I will say that it is an adjustment. It's a huge adjustment, including myself. But that's okay. I trust my God in any situation, in every single thing. I trust the Lord, and I would hope that you would trust Him also. Praise the Lord. I want to conclude right now with a quick word of prayer. Before I do so, I would just like to say that we will be either live streaming or doing a podcast for every single service. If you are a congregant of the church here, if in case you do not know, we have changed certain things around. So we will be broadcasting and live streaming on Sunday morning and also Sunday evening. However, we ask that you would, if you can, if you have access to our website and you have internet, please follow us online instead of coming to church. And also, we are having prayer chain every single Saturday. So for as long as we cannot congregate, you will be able to come to the house of the Lord and pray. It'll start at 7 in the morning, and it'll end at 5:30 in the afternoon. Generally, there's no more than one or two people per hour here, but the limit is 10. And I don't think we ever had 10 people in one 30-minute shift. But by all means, please come to the house of God. Please come and worship and pray and be encouraged by the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please join me in a quick word of prayer. Let's pray. Lord, we exalt your holy name. We magnify your holy name. I thank you, Lord, for keeping us. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that everyone who listens to this message and see this podcast, I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would go and encourage them where they are right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you will come and comfort their heart. I pray, Lord, that you will come and dwell right now, Lord, with them. And I ask, Lord, that we can all, every single one of us, will learn to 100% trust in you, Lord, and you alone. May we not look at the negatives that's happening out there and all the things that's going on and what's happening all around us. Lord, I pray that we would learn to look up to you and focus on you and you alone. You've made so many promises, Lord, in your word. And you are good, Lord, for your promises. May we learn this. May we know this. May we trust in it with everything that we have. Lord, I thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you haven't deserted us and you never will. Blessed be your holy name, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please be encouraged. God bless you.